Unit 11. Science Communication. Albert Einstein once said, "You don't really understand something unless you can explain it to your grandmother." We expect scientists to have a solid understanding of their field of study. But what if they can't communicate their ideas to the general public? Science communication exists for that reason. The basic purpose of science communication is for experts to inform non-experts about scientific topics. Some scientists would prefer to focus on their research and only interact with colleagues, but they need to reach out to the public for various reasons. For example, they may need to debunk theories that have not been scientifically proven. One such theory is that influenza vaccines cause autism. This theory has spread rapidly through social media over the years. Only recently have experts been able to get the message through that this claim has not been proven true. Scientists deal in facts, or what is known to be true. It can be a struggle to convince parents who may be biased by emotional instincts. In other cases, scientists have to convince governments of policy decisions. Some of those government policies may inconvenience citizens or be costly to taxpayers. Policies regarding climate change is one example. In 2014, the Ontario government in Canada completed the shutdown of all coal-burning power plants in that province. Those plants were a cheap source of electricity, producing 20% of the province's energy. But the government decided that people's health and the environment were more important. It can be difficult for scientists to influence policy when certain economic interests are at stake. Scientific arguments do not always convince politicians, as can be seen in the United States, where President Donald Trump supports the coal industry in order to preserve jobs. Scientists need to communicate to journalists, investors, politicians, and the general public. Some scientists have become celebrities for their ability to explain science to the general public. Carl Sagan, an astrophysicist, hosted the original series Cosmos in 1980. At the time, it was the most widely watched series in the U.S. The current generation can learn from another astrophysicist, Neil deGrasse Tyson, who made a modern version of the same series. Such scientific communicators have helped the general public understand not only basic scientific facts and ideas, but also how science works. That includes teaching the role of evidence in making conclusions, the role of different types of studies, and the importance of the peer review process. Scientists such as Sagan and deGrasse Tyson are exceptions. Not all experts have to become celebrities. Some scientists communicate with journalists who also have a responsibility to inform the public in a way that is easy to understand, yet scientifically accurate. In this age of social media, it is more important than ever for scientists to be active in platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, and blogs. The voice of experts holds high value in a sea of misinformation online. Thanks to modern communication, not just grandmothers, but all of us are able to interact directly with experts. Scientists should embrace open communication and share their important findings with the world.